Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I don't know if this is going to record the whole thing, but yeah.
It better.
It starts out.
I'm going to piss on it. Spark plug.
Yeah, get it in there.
Not too bad.
See, I wanted to come in at the cool part, though, but yeah. Right, I don't plan.
No, I didn't.
No big deal.
You were talking. You told me to pay attention, and you're talking to me. How the fuck am I going to pay attention? Blame me, you son of a bitch.
It looks like we're live, 39 seconds into it. We don't have any viewers, but we know how that works.
Yeah.
It'll say nothing for a minute, and then all of a sudden,
nobody likes us.
All right, we're going to shut that down. So what's up, man? How you been?
Shit. Surviving. Breathing air. Collecting ammo. Food. Silver and gold.
Silver and gold, all the good stuff.
Preparing for the apocalypse.
You know, I do need to get some silver and gold myself.
It's the orange man bad apocalypse.
Now, guys, I got to say this. I have invested a little bit into this thing so far. Watch this. Now, instead of Rowdy just having his own lighting, I got my own lighting, too.
Big pimping.
Look at that. Now we don't have to turn on house lights, and we can keep our nice vibes.
I never liked them, because they give you a titty shadow. If you wear a black shirt, it's like, ah.
What up, Stanberry?
Titty shadow.
Good to see ya. Yeah, the titty shadow from above, the hat shadow, there's nothing much I can really do about that.
Man titty shadow.
I mean, I think it works for what it is, you know what I mean?
This just means I'm well-fed. I'm good with that.
You know, a lot of people say less athletic. I'd say I'm well-fed. That's a good
point. That's right, dude. You know what? I eat steak 3 or 4 times a fucking week. Eat me.
I bet you I could run faster than you can.
You probably could.
Put this bitch in high fucking gear. Oh, sorry. Wait. Before we get into too much stuff, we're getting pretty professional now. We got some professional people that are sponsoring the stream, so we got to do this. We got to get into this.
Nobody's falling for that bullshit line.
This is a warning, and then we'll get into the intros and all that stuff.
Warning. The following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. If you are easily offended and cannot stand foul language or manly banter of any kind, this may not be the show for you. Your discretion is advised.
Gotta watch out for that Banley Manter. The Banley Manter-ish.
Terrible.
I'm gonna get rid of this thing. We don't need it anymore. All right, there we go. Now I can see. What up? Good to see you, John Sharp. This is the Rick and Rowdy Show here at the Wheelhouse. So before we get into too much, welcome. And then we got the all-famous Rowdy logo that he loves.
See, I got a question here.
Go ahead.
Why isn't it the Rowdy and Rick show? I'm older than you.
Yeah, but it's all my stuff, though.
You're one of those kids.
Dude, look at this.
Listen,
push the fucking buttons.
They're my Star Wars and G.I. Joe characters, and I get to make the rules.
You know what?
I'm down with it, though. But I had to ask a question. Why isn't it the Rowdy and Rick show? You
know, I mean, it is a valid question.
I'm older, smarter.
He's got more wisdom.
Better looking.
Yeah.
Bigger weenus.
Well, you know. All right, folks, you have been warned. This show is not your ordinary run-of-the-mill show. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff, if you didn't already read the description.
We're like the trailer park version of Joe Rogan on meth.
Yeah, except we don't do drugs.
Yeah, well.
Well, we do.
Not on air.
We don't do illegal drugs.
Not on air.
On air. Yeah. Now, what you're going to see in this show today is you're going to see a lot of videos afterwards. Usually we wait for our videos till like the second hour of the show. We're going to be talking about stuff like that, stuff you might see on your phone, or maybe you didn't see it because the algorithms don't like you. So they're like, we're going to show you rainbow and butterflies.
Right.
We're the ones to bring you into that rainbow and butterflies.
That's
the stuff
right.
That's really happening.
The dark side.
Yeah, the dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. And then you can judge. We also got some funny stories, some funny videos, and I know Stanberry is going to like this. We have Name That Tune. What's that song? Whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know. It's we play some music. You got to guess what it is. Whoever guesses correctly may or may not win a t-shirt. It just depends on what size you wear and if I have that available. In other news, so how's life been, you said?
Oh, fantastic.
Terrific. Rainbows, sunshine?
Rainbows, butterflies, pixie dust, all that fucking shit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Nope. One day at a time, just try not to pay attention to the news too much. And I did today, and the headline that I read
God,
was
it's horrible.
Kamala takes lead in the polls against Trump. And I'm like, get the...
takes lead in the poll, I'm sure.
What was that movie? Idiocracy.
Yeah, everybody
Idiocracy.
Wore everybody wore Crocs in that movie. You've as a fucking the, joke. And now as
oh
in real life, people
God.
Wear Crocs every day.
You've got the worst vice president ever. The only person that I know is less cognitive of being the ability to form a sentence is their Uncle Joe, creepy Uncle Joe. But she's a close second place. And the only woman to run for president that did not win a primary.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, historical, man.
You heard it right, folks. Nobody voted for
her. Nobody voted for her.
At all. So,
no, so and for them to say that they have the lead, I'm just like, oh, my fucking God. And her running mate openly endorses fucking communism.
Yeah.
Openly.
You see, that's, man, the more and more I've been getting into this shit, like, I hate it. I hate politics. I fucking absolutely despise it. And I'm like, dude,
but you
I
have
hate
to,
that I gotta be in this because, you know, if you don't, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
You have to understand
right?
something. And socialism is communism. And he actively supports and pushes for socialism.
He said
socialism.
One person's socialism is another neighbor's kindness
God.
Or some shit or whatever
fuck
he said.
Fuck off. Everybody would have
I didn't grab that, but
everybody
would have
shot
things.
Each other in the 40s.
Right.
If you think about it.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been
being,
bad.
If being nice to your neighbor was socialism, we would all have lynched each other.
Mm-hmm. It would have been bad times.
Everybody was hating on commies at that time.
It was a time. It was a time to be alive. At the time, people said it was the most the most important time in history, which at their time, I guess it was. Huh?
They openly told us exactly what they were going to do. Communism isn't overnight. It's one pebble in the pond at a time.
Right.
And they have successfully done it in all the different genres that they had to do it in. From your local newspaper to your TV news to your neighbor yep. preaching the cancer to the other neighbor to love, joy, and happiness. And, you know, us Democrats are going
to
give you everything you need
right.
for the magic word, free. I love that word.
No charge.
That is the most fictional word on the fucking planet. Free. I just thought of that. I would put it two and two together anyways.
Yeah.
It's nothing's fucking free.
Yeah. We're all sitting back here looking like.
Everything costs somebody something. Give me a fucking break. What idiot daydreaming, rainbow chasing pixie would agree with that statement?
Right.
I'm just baffled.
As you can tell, folks, we are running hot off the presses, ready to go right now.
A little bit.
The Rick and Rowdy Show, let's get it going.
But it's shit that has to be talked about. And,
yeah.
and here we are just, you know, several weeks away from a pretty major election. You know, we got August, September, October, November. We got roughly 11 weeks.
Oh, yeah. We're on the fast track to fucking crazy town, people. And you're going to do it with us the whole time. We're going to be hanging out chilling with you. John Sharp, I seen your fucking thing. Okay, look. I took my shots. Everybody can take your little drinks and put them
yes,
in your
sir.
Drinks and get yourself up. And let's play some music here in the back, some Tony Hatch. Let's all take a drink and be with each other for a minute. Let's hang out. Let's appreciate the good things. You know what I mean? While
it
we still
too.
Got it.
It is the good thing.
What are you sipping on over there? Same old same,
man. Seven and Sprite. Or pardon.
Seven and Sprite.
Beam. Sprite.
Old Jimmy. It's his friend.
I'm waiting for him to say, hey, we see you really love Jim Beam.
Right.
We'd like to sponsor you.
What up, Cap?
Not an AA sponsor. But
yeah, we got you sponsored.
Like, send us a fucking K sponsor.
Yeah, why not?
We want to sponsor you.
Everybody needs a
AA. I'm going to wear a t-shirt sponsored by Jim Beam.
Now, speaking of sponsors, I'm glad you said that. Because at the very top of the show, we are going to always announce our main sponsor, which is the guys that help us out with pretty much the most. So, I mean, this is what it is. It's the main, you know what I mean?
Main guys.
The main guys. And gals.
Or guy.
You'll see him. Over here at We Buy Your Junk.
Ooh.
You know what? Word. You got a junk car? Do you? You got some scrap metal? You got some batteries you just don't want no more? Call We Buy Your Junk. Junking for Jesus. Vehicle scrap metals, aluminum, copper converters, batteries, and more. 517-937-7748. That's on South Street, East South Street, in Jackson, Michigan, 2756.
Go in there and bug them.
Go tell them, hey, you know what? We heard your name on the Rick and Rowdy show. We just wanted to come bug you.
They told us to stop by.
Yeah. They just said, like, what else did they tell you? They're like, nothing. They just said, stop by. So, you guys got free coffee and donuts.
So you buy shit and you like it when people stop by just to hang out.
I don't know if they got free coffee or not. Don't hold me to that. They might. Maybe not, though.
Man,
I don't know.
We could tell everybody they do.
Yeah. Free and then when they stop by, they'd be like, I thought you guys had donuts.
Right. All the people from the trailer park up the street or stop by before work.
Right. They're going to call us out and be like, did you guys tell everybody we had free donuts?
Right. I don't want to go to Kelly, Mark, because they said your guys' stuff was free.
They're going
to
be like, that's Joey right there. He's going to be like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, that'd be epic.
Good people. And
Now we've got to con a couple of people. Like three or four
there.
In one day to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the fuck did they say in the show last night?
You know
night?
Kyle will. Kyle will say something like, hey, man, I'm glad you guys are giving out free donuts and coffee to people. That's nice. Like, people that know these guys. Because, right. you know, they don't have enough time to, like, sit down and watch a Rick and Rowdy show all the way through, probably. I mean, they probably watch their ad.
That would
times.
Be epic because they would have to watch the whole show. That'd be like, what the fuck did they say last night?
Well, that's another thing I've told people about. Wouldn't it be funny if your ad was in one of our shows, and then all of a sudden you started hearing somebody say, hey, man, I loved you on the Rick and Rowdy show. They did a funny thing on your ad. You missed
then,
it.
Then we'd probably get a raise.
Right.
What's a raise plus on top of zero? Like, still zero, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it pays for the fucking...
Fuck.
It pays for the lights, man. I got cool lights I got put on here. Kyle said he's in. He's fucking doing it. I like it.
Let me get this plug out of the way here.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the 2024 edition of Cars in Q. It's been going on for several years, changed many different locations, and this year they're going to have it at the Jackson Speedway. Big car show, unique awards, food trucks on site is going to be Sunday, August 25th, starts at noon. There's cash prize for the Burnout King. Come claim the title. Borrow your mom's Prius. And
get
come down
moms.
There, and we'll grease up the track for you, and you just send it.
Yep.
And you could possibly win the Burnout King trophy and title.
Now, that's at the Jackson Speedway. Where's that at?
That Jackson Speedway is right there on Page Ave and 127.
All
right. 3363 Page Ave. So it's $10 a person to get in. Kids 12 and under are free. Awesome food, awesome cars, awesome Burnouts, and... I'm not going to drop his name, but we had a couple of really good friends that were up north and got hit on their motorcycle at a stoplight.
Damn.
And they both were severely injured, lost appendages, as well as the motorcycle, but they escaped with their lives. And they're doing good, and they're coming to a fast speed recovery. So at the Cars in Q, there's going to be a 50-50 raffle. All the proceeds of the 50-50 raffle... are going to this wife and husband.
Nice.
I don't want to drop their name.
No, that's fine.
But they're awesome freaking people. Get a load of that. Get you some of that.
Right, Cars in Q, August 25th. Search it up, guys. I'm telling you. You could probably search it up right now on Facebook and it'd pop right up.
Oh, Cars in Q will absolutely pop up. It's a really good event. And it always has been.
Yeah, Stoddard runs that, don't he?
Yep. It's grown. Yours truly actually did the trophies for it.
No shit.
Yeah, I did some custom fucking badass trophies. And
hell yeah, here's your round of
applause. He said, what do I got to have for it? And I said, tell you what, we'll call it $100. And I said, you put that towards that 50-50 raffle.
There you go.
So I donated the trophies for that.
Hell yeah, standing ovation for you.
Well, thank you.
Rowdy himself, look at the old man's got a heart with the beard and everything.
Yeah, right, don't tell
anybody. Think this sumbitch would fucking, you'd be scared to meet him in the alleyway. Little do you know, he'd probably shine your shoes and give you money for a fucking bagel at the end of the day.
Especially if he's hungry.
All right, there you go. All right, we have covered quite a bit so far. We're doing really good, rolling right along.
We always do.
Train keeps rolling night long.
We're like two train monkeys in the circus. We just push the buttons and do the thing. And
speaking of train monkeys, have you seen the movies, The Planet of the Apes? Not the old ones, but like the newer versions?
Yeah, man. They're fucking creepy, dude.
What do you mean? Go ahead.
Just the CGI. Mm. All the animation in it, or not even CGI. Now it's... AI.
I don't know, man. I don't know when CGI turned into AI, but that shit is fucking like...
It's intense.
It's crazy to watch from like the 2004 one to the 2017 version. Holy shit.
So the very ending line that stuck in my head was when... what's the one monkey there, the good monkey?
Caesar.
Caesar. When Caesar's talking to his human friend and the guy tells him, like, he says, you got to go. And he says, no, you have to go. We apes started this war.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, damn. You know,
bro, dude. You know how many times I almost teared up? I look over. I'm like, I look over at Melody. I'm like, I was like, dude, that shit teared me. I was going to say, dude, that shit teared me up. I look over. She's already fucking crying.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, damn.
I didn't get that emotional, but I was drinking when I watched it, partially.
I'm telling you, though, but the way that they can, like, all you got to do is put an image on screen with a voice behind it, and I'm, you know what I mean? A
character.
Yeah. That's how you
but the whole premise of it was, it was pretty neat. And it, compared to the old one, it's just a modern approach, a little bit different storyline, but kind of the same message.
The old ones I never got to watch.
Except, the old one, it was the people's fault.
Brandon Pickens, thank you for that share. B-Pick.
It was the people's fault. But this one, the apes actually claimed ownership of that. We started the war because of the bad ape. What's his name?
Yeah,
because
of fucking Cabo. Cobo.
Yeah, Cobo.
Coba. Coba.
Kobe.
Kobe. No, not Kobe. Koba. K-O-B-A.
But yeah, whatever. You know, it is what it is. It was
time
cool. It was a different movie.
Until someone passes out. Damn, John, what kind of life do you fucking live, bro? You got to chill out.
You want to talk a movie that's a must fucking see and an inspiration? It's called The Last Beer Run.
Okay, what's that about?
Oh, my God. These locals that all hang out at this bar, all their buddies are getting shipped off to Vietnam. Every time they turn around, one of their buddies is dead. Or one of their buddies is shipping out to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they were talking about it in the bar one night, and Bill fucking Murray's the bartender.
Oh, shit.
And he's got an Irish accent, just a gruff old prick.
I've seen this.
Yeah.
I think parts of it or something.
Yeah. Well, the trailer for the movie's awesome. And long story short, he says, I'm going to go over there and take him a beer. Because we didn't get to drink our last beer goodbye. We didn't get to send him off. And he says, I'm going to go over there and drink a beer with him.
Right.
And Bill fucking Murray says, if you're going over, I'm buying the beer. So he gives him a duffel bag full of beer. And he literally hitchhikes his way from the Merchant Marines to all kinds of different shit. And he actually ends up in the fucking war zone and finds his buddy.
Holy shit.
And everybody he found along the way, he told the story to, and they're like,
we got
to
get you there, bro.
No, they're like, man, I wish I had a fucking friend like you.
Right,
and like, he drinks a beer with them. So the guy goes all through Vietnam just drinking beer with the guys.
With
and I was like, man, that's like some straight up fucking USO boots on the ground shit.
What's
right there.
What's that called? A beer to go or something?
But no, it's the last beer run.
The last beer run. That's
yep.
Right, okay.
God,
fuck yeah, man. That sounds
fuck,
like an epic
dude.
Movie.
I watched it. I was telling my cousin about it this weekend. I'm like, man, I got to watch that again. That movie was fucking tight.
You know a movie's good when you're like, dude, I would watch that for a second time.
Oh, yeah. And his buddy, when he did meet, they're in a fucking war zone in a firefight, and he's pissed. What the fuck are you
what
doing
the
here?
Fuck?
You fucking stupid. We're in a war zone.
Right.
This and that. He's like,
there you go, man.
He's like this. He's like, I brought you a beer. As they're in the foxhole getting shot at.
Okay.
And they all drink a beer in the foxhole, too. So... See, now you don't have to watch it. I told you the whole fucking movie.
I don't give a shit. I'd still fucking watch
still it. Still worth seeing it again.
You know, I've been collecting, you know, for the impeding end of the world shit, my DVD collection. I was like, you know what? I've been saying no to DVDs because they can easily get scratched, you know, whatever. And like, it's better to have just online anyway. But I'm thinking like, okay,
download it, then you can take a fucker with you.
But I'm like, yeah, you can download it, put it on cold storage, and then you could have it.
But then you can't watch them in the apocalypse because there's no internet.
Yeah, but the thing about it is well, no, not if you had it on cold storage. If you put it on like a, if you downloaded it and put it on a hard drive, like a, you know, an external hard drive,
yeah,
you can just plug it and watch it, whatever.
Right.
Unless they put an EMP out, and then everything got fucked.
Everything's fucked. You're back to stick figures and making shadow creatures.
Fuck, you know what I didn't think about the EMP shit? I never got a tube TV. I got to get me a tube TV again because those are impervious to it.
Are they?
I think so.
Well, yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't. It's all, yeah.
Nothing digital in those bitches.
No.
Yeah.
We haven't made any shout-outs to all the people, have we? Scroll back up.
Not really. No, we got, yeah, pretty much we have. Melissa, Kyle's here. Harold, good evening, gentlemen.
Mr. Sharp.
He keeps wanting us to get drunk. time for a joint of chat.
We're trying.
Oh, shit.
Brandon Pickens, Eric Stanbury.
All right, what do you got?
God, who's watched the Olympics?
Whole thing over there?
Eric, nobody's watched the Olympics.
You already did? Holy fuck, he's hired and fuck. Right,
the only two Olympic clips were of the highly highly testosterone female that was born with a vagina, which I saw an awesome meme today, and he says, now we're judging male female by vaginas again.
I seen that too.
I was like,
now we know what a woman is.
Right, now we know what a woman is.
It didn't take that long.
And the only other one that I saw was the pole vaulter. Why can't I fucking talk?
We're not
even
drunk yet, Rowdy.
No,
come
I've
on,
only had
only
one
21
drink.
Minutes into this. Pace yourself,
my mind
bud.
Is working faster than my mouth. The pole vaulter, whose giant penis.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It stopped him from, and then made the pole come down. Did you see where somebody put Michelle Obama's face on that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. They've been memeing the shit out of that.
I fucking died when I saw that, though, and I'm like, man, what a epic fucking clip from
the
Olympics.
But listen, if you're going to fucking fail at the Olympics, that's the best way.
I blame my enormous penis.
Like, look, like, you can imagine, like, being at a bar? You're at a bar, right?
Right,
and you walk up, like,
I was almost an Olympic champion. Well, how'd you lose? My enormous penis.
Yeah. My enormous dong done smoked that fucking pole right off of it.
Oh, my God, dude. That is so epic, dude.
That's hilarious. Brandon said that bitch got an 8-inch C word. What is it? Who are you talking about?
He's fucking smuggling something in his pants.
Yeah. Damn, jeez, man. I thought you were getting already piece, ripped. Dude. I've already took two of my little shooters, so I got both these in me, John. All because of you, John Sharp. Two of these. So...
I think it was the giant blunt that I hit before the show.
Dude, it could be that, too.
I don't smoke a lot, and I usually like a doobie, one or two puffs.
Normally, we go
and
here
I took
and
a
we're
big
like,
rip on that and cough my fucking brains out.
We're like,
out.
Hey, Dave!
Dave!
Out here.
Oh, no, he's not okay. Yeah, so we don't have anybody rolling joints for us, so we just got to smoke what we got to smoke.
That's
now.
Right.
And fucking, dude, it's way
until
stronger
we
than
get
what
a,
Dave drew.
Until we get a pot sponsor.
Yeah, you know, I never thought about that yet. Speaking of sponsors, though, there is
yes,
another one.
Yes, we have. We've talked about it on 10 shows.
Well, I've never talked to a...
No. Well, we had the one, but they were too far away.
Well, and also, you know, I did talk to somebody today. I don't really want to mention their name on here because we've already got a relationship in advertising.
Yeah.
But I had mentioned because they're like into guns and stuff, you know what I mean? And I was like, you guys would be perfect. I was like, we talk about patriotic stuff and, you know, like the political stuff that's going on.
Yeah, whatever.
And I think I said the wrong word. When I said political, they were like, yeah, the podcast, probably not. But the placemats, yeah, of course. I was like, fuck, all right, whatever. We'll take you on there.
Man, so. Isn't there a hard right?
Leaning, right.
Pot. Well, not pot. Even that. You know what? We aren't that fucking political.
Not really. I try not to be because we already deal with it all day anyway. So it's like, that's one thing I didn't want to make this show about is just talking about political shit all fucking
day
long.
I'm in the same boat. I made a page on Facebook called The Real Liberty Township. Yep. No, ma'am. And it's supposed to be about humor and Al Bundy and this and that. And just guy humor in general. And there's a lot of political shit on it. And when Kamala got the thing there, fuck, there was about 60 memes. And I finally got on there. I was like, no. I said, this is not a fucking political site. I'm not accepting any more Kamala memes. Like,
yeah, fuck that
to
shit.
Be honest with her, just her fucking voice and overall character just makes me wretch.
Well, and you can only look at so many of the same exact fucking meme for so many times. Like, I, for instance, I run the SCI page, SCI Life, the Spinal Cord Injury Life, and as one of the rules on that page, there's no political posts. Only because now, of that.
Some, and it's hard to say that because some of them are actually funny, and I've let them go on both sides. I don't care. Like, have a fucking meme battle. I don't care. But it's just, you know, some of it, man, it just gets overwhelming. It's like, what happened to fucking comedy? What happened to humor?
Yeah.
And dark humor with a limit.
Right.
But, yeah, whatever. It is what it is.
Hey, I got some good news, though. Check this out.
Do I sound like a socialist?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Try to censor everybody.
Check this out. You're going to like this one. It's a little bit of America. Look at this. There's a dude fucking hand-feeding a bald eagle. You want that? Yeah, here you go, bud. Here you go. Ready? Catch it. Ooh, got it.
Nice.
Gone.
So, Jesus. 3 weeks ago.
He couldn't believe it. He's like, Jesus.
3 weeks ago, we were out on Portage Lake in my buddy's pontoon, and they were cruising me back. They picked me up at the boat launch, and I waded out knee-deep, jumped on the pontoon, pushed them off, and went out, sat at the sandbar, had one beer. 2 hours later, they dropped me off. On the way back, we're making the big curve into the boat launch, and a fucking eagle flew right beside us and went down and caught his dinner.
Oh, damn.
Dude, like, I'm 15 feet away, and we're all like, whoa! And you know what I started doing?
Oh, well,
America! Okay. Fuck yeah! Okay.
I thought you were going to start checking USA.
So I'm standing up on the front of the pontoon boat fucking screaming that.
America!
There's people in tubes and boats and shit sitting over by the boat launch, and they're just like,
They all seen
like,
it happen.
Fucking everybody saw some America that day.
Yeah, dude.
And then my buddy fell off his pontoon and shattered his fucking heel later.
Oh, that's always fun.
He was putting the tarp on it. He didn't want his pontoon to get wet when it rained. So he had to put the cover on it.
That's what he gets.
Now you know.
Things you had to learn. Yep.
They're made to get wet.
That's why they call them boats, folks. Boats are made for water. So that brings us to the next one, which is, look at these fucking YouTube numbers. When I say I cracked the fucking code, boys, I cracked the fucking code. Look at this.
Because
I got 1,200 subscribers, right?
Well, you had what, 700 or 800 when you
I had 750 when I figured it out.
When you cracked the
when
code.
I figured it out.
But you got you want to give credit because you didn't.
Well, no, whoever did it.
No, your buddy that told you.
Who?
My buddy.
Oh, wait
wasn't
a minute.
It wasn't it Cornelius?
No.
No, who's the guy that told you?
Somebody said what you have to do is you have to find what's trending. You have to go find videos on that. No, I've told everybody.
Don't tell everybody.
And then you got to share it.
Well, we don't
but
need
there's,
competition.
There's a special way to do it, though. You can't do the same thing. There's a special way to do it. So shorts is what is popular. That's what everybody likes.
It helps. And the keywords and everything. Go back to the statistics.
Oh, yeah.
You got to explain all this shit.
Yep. So, yeah. So, I was at 750-something, like 58 subscribers, last 2 weeks ago. When right after we got done with our last Rick and Rowdy.
Yep.
So like two days after that's when I figured it out. So I started sharing shorts of just all kinds of different, like political things that we share on here. I just started sharing them on the short stuff. All of a sudden, I've got over a 500,000 views, almost.
Almost a half.
Like within the last 28 days.
Don't they send you at 1,000,000 views? Don't you get the little plaque from YouTube?
No, that's subscribers.
Oh, you got to have 1,000,000 subscribers.
Subs, yeah.
Fuck, you better get to work, boy.
Fuck, dude. You know how hard it is. Now, listen, but views.
You better get to work.
The first thing about getting the subs is getting the views.
Right.
So with all these views that I've been getting on all these different shorts, it'll tell you the analytics of every single short. I got a short with 88,000.
We used to do that when we first started. We used to go through the analytics prior or post on the show.
That's a lot of, like, fucking tech talk, but, like.
It is, but I.
It kind of gives you an idea of the look inside of our, like, my life and what I have to look forward to and how I got to, you know. How many people were reaching and all that stuff.
I've got that competitive aspect. Like, I got to know versus all your other shows. Like,
he wants to be number one, but.
Well, when we first started, I wanted to know, like, is it a positive thing? Is it bringing more viewers? Is it helping you out? Because honestly, I don't give a shit.
Well, and it's all together. It's a different crowd. So what I do here is a different crowd than Wheelchair Wednesday.
Yeah, versus or jam session.
Or jam session or with me and Rick and Nick. So it's like really every show has its own variety of people. But to be honest with you, out of being like the most fun, this is my fucking fun show, bro. Well, like this is the
I hope
one.
So, I
like,
and I want it to be one. The best. I'm kind of right. Well, I'm competitive. Dude,
and I put a lot of work into this show. You know what I mean? Like when I download all these different things and these videos and all this different like new stuff, like I want people that are watching this to be informed.
I will not
as well.
Be happy until we dominate.
But yeah, man, I try to do what I can to make it what it needs to be. You know what I mean? And I think right now, like a lot of people are saying, dude, like they'll come in and watch this and they'll be like, how the fuck do you only have like this many subs? Like, no way, bro. Like,
well, and everybody really knows I do all the work too, you know, mm-hmm. just behind the scenes.
Yeah, sure you do.
Rick just goes in and relaxes and I'm out here sweating and toiling and putting shit together, finding memes. You should have played story time.
Wheelchair. Why, you got a story time?
No, because that was the story time.
Oh,
stories are bullshit. I just talked a lot of bullshit.
You know, I got our next sponsor, but I'm not gonna put him on until he actually comes here. He's supposed to come here today and hang out with us a little bit. In the meantime, let's look at this.
Do not come. Do not come.
Fuck to it.
I'm gonna come.
I love it. I love that end part. That end part is so fucking hilarious.
It was a terrible sound bite.
Oh,
it almost sounded like fucking.
Spit all that
night.
Hey, you guys.
I don't know where they got that from. But that you know what? It's just.
It did sound like Chunk.
You know what's funny is like about Trump is I watch this shit on YouTube. YouTube will be. They'll be showing you all these free
shits. Oh, my
God. If you just look for it.
I saw a little clip of him earlier
mm-hmm.
when he was talking with the women and they were being a fucking pain in the ass. The one was super rude to him.
Oh, yeah. The one, I know what you're talking about.
He reaches over and he grabs her water bottle while he's talking.
Tightens it down.
He puts it back
like,
on it.
You're not opening that, bitch.
You got to need a huge.
Oh, that was.
Open it for that water bottle.
You know what? That was an epic little harmless spite. Just like. Fuck you.
He's like, oh, I thought that was mine. I'm sorry. Well, how was he going to play that off? Like, did you just tighten this water bottle for her? And like, nah.
She didn't pay no attention whatsoever.
She probably didn't even touch it.
No, she never even noticed it, but it would have been fucking hilarious if 10 seconds later she tried to open it. And he'd be like, here, let me get that for you.
Girl, would you know he came into that damn thing? He came into that thing like they were in spite of him.
Let me put my huge hands on your water bottle and open it for you. Let me show you the difference between male and female.
I don't know if anybody's told you, you've had the worst Trump impression.
Do I?
I've ever heard.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Huge. It's got to be huge.
I'm working
no, I fucking
on it. It's a work in progress.
Hey, you
man.
Like my shirt? It's actually factual.
It's like Arnold and Cheech and Chong and Death
yeah.
Clock. You know,
you got a better Arnold and everything. I don't have any fucking of those.
See,
I can't do.
You're talentless.
I'm talentless.
You are talentless and you're judging me.
I'm talented in different ways. Damn it. Fucking talentless.
You got more talent in my people.
Man, dude. It's going to be the narcissistic rowdy show today.
He's feeling himself today, folks.
I gotta carry this guy.
Eric said, who's got Olympic coverage from Los Angeles in 1984 and Atlanta in 1996? What the fuck are you trying to say, Eric?
Just,
you know something we don't know? Is there like
just
coverage
send us
in there?
The clip.
Send us the clip.
Send it to Rick.
All right, hold on. One thing I do got to say is this. Make sure if you guys enjoy thrift shopping. You like a good thrift? You like a good thrift buy?
I don't like fucking going in stores, dude. And if I go
what
in.
What if you had to do it online?
Check this out. I'm an in, buy it, get the fuck out kind of guy. Unless it's like an outdoor flea market like
mm-hmm.
the Amish one up north.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hang out there all fucking
I like
So yes, people. I like a good thrift shop.
Check this out. All for less liquidations. They beat every store's prices. The good thrift shop is.
You totally set me up for that.
I know. I cut you off.
It was terrible. That they beat every store's prices?
Well, that too. But Tuesday, Facebook Live auctions. They do live auctions from Justin Counts' page. If you look up Justin Counts on Facebook, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday, 6 to 8. Friday, 6 to 8. Saturdays, 2 to 6.
See, we didn't practice this before.
No, this is a brand new ad, too. They just sent me this today.
Oh, It is a new ad.
Technically, it's supposed to be at the top of the hour, but we're...
Okay. $5 brand new clothes, toys, housewares, furniture, appliances. We beat every store's prices. Yeah, go check them out.
Yep.
Do a big thrift shop.
Right there at 1401 Daniel Road. If you know where that's at, it's over there by the parlor, right behind the parlor. Same building attached to it.
Get some stuff you need and get some stuff you don't need.
You know what they do? You know they got those pallets, man. They got those pallets. Pallets of stuff. Not pallets, but they got pallets of stuff.
Stuff.
All kinds of good stuff. Brand new stuff.
You know, I'm fucking tempted. I've always been tempted by pallets of stuff. But in my earlier years, I was a hoarder. And in my later years, I've, 90% elimination of all unnecessary bullshit.
I wish I could.
I'm collecting
right now. Like, I'm starting my hoard.
See, you're in that phase. When you start hitting 40, 45, it starts to fade on you. You're like, do I really fucking need all this shit? Now, the clubhouse is...
No, I was going to say, the wheelhouse is a different deal.
But I'm talking about just in general, like... You're going to get tired of random shit.
Just laying my way.
In the fucking way.
Yep.
The random pile of shit in the garage, the random pile of shit in the house. And I was fortunate enough to have barns and storage areas. When I moved into my house 24 years ago, I moved out all of my house and I was like, oh my fucking God. I had no idea I had this much shit.
Right.
And I threw shit that is worth big money away. Sets of Dana 60 front and rear axles.
I have no idea what
that is. With 488 gears. That set of axles is $1,200 to $2,000, depending.
You just threw them out?
I just fucking scrapped them.
He was like, bye.
Bye. Get the fuck out of my yard. And, you'll find out. And being a minimalist, it's less shit to worry about. It's only the shit you need. You don't have to look for shit because other shit ain't in the way.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
You want one of these, Rowdy?
I absolutely fucking want one of those.
All right, you get one. Anybody else, you guys?
Co-host only gets one. Everybody else gets one, too.
Maybe I'll give you two.
Two.
If you guys want one of these stickers, and if you want a free Wheelchair Mafia t-shirt, I want you to stick around till the second hour of the show, because...
If you want one.
Right now, we are 36 minutes into it. Once we get to 1 hour, we're going to take a break. But like, you know what? That's one fucking thing I didn't do
like
today.
Like we always do. Oh, you didn't download a break thing?
The only thing I didn't do was get a break thing, so we're going to have to watch the same one. But it doesn't matter because all these people...
We don't care because we're not here. We're out pissing and talking.
Yeah, we won't make you watch the whole thing. But we have a five-minute video that we'll play for a minute, you know, to kind of give us a break.
But if they're new to the show, it'll be a new video.
Exactly. So right. New people.
It works out.
Yeah.
And the people that weren't paying attention 2 weeks ago...
Now you get to watch
it. They get to refresh.
There you go.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's a win-win-win situation. So your sticker there.
Yep.
I saw those stickers when you posted or sent them to me that you got them. And I was like, oh, that's going to look so good next to the Joe Biden on the gas pump that says, I did that.
You missed. Oh, damn.
That's going to be epic.
That would be great. You know,
coming to a gas station in Jackson, Michigan near you.
I don't mean to shout them out, but they have done me right. But Sticker Mule right now. Okay, have you heard the Sticker Mule situation?
No, I have not.
This might be a story time. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. I think I got rid of the story time, to be honest with you. We just don't use it too much. No, I lied here.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look in a book.
My
reading rainbow.
You think it's a game? Sucks we have to bleep that out.
Yeah, well, we want to be PC. We don't want nobody getting mad at us for no dumb reason.
There's no hard R's in it, and we didn't say it. DMX did.
I love DMX.
I do, too.
I miss him. He's a great guy. He's one of the last real rappers. Anyway, where was I going with this? So, here's the story. Sticker Mule is a sticker company that I've used ever since I got out of my accident.
They've been around forever.
They've been around forever, but I didn't start using them until like 2020. Once I started using them, I started making all my stickers. So all my Wheelchair Mafia stickers have been through Sticker Mule for the most part until I started using a cheaper place on Amazon.
Yep.
So then all of a sudden, I get a text message the other day. And this is a worldwide text message. So the CEO of Sticker Mule sends a text message out saying, like, not word for word, but pretty much like, you know what? Whatever what happened to President Trump was wrong, and we've been sitting in the darkness. I myself, as the CEO, have not explained my values or what I like, and I'm sick of it, and I'm going to come out and I'm going to tell people that I now support Trump. I support Trump,
you know what?
And I want everybody else to know that we do too, and blah, 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 and you can, and not be afraid. And I was like, and he was like, in order to celebrate this, we're doing 10 stickers for $1, and they still got that going on.
So you bought...
So I bought 10 of these Trump stickers for $1.
You should have bought 10,000 of them.
You can't. You can only do one one run of...
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that, but I try to protect, you know, I don't have any political shit at my shop. I've got a fucking American flag.
Oh, yeah.
And if that offends you...
If that's offensive, yeah, get the
that,
fuck
if
out.
If that offends, get the fuck
get
off
the
my property.
Fuck off.
I mean, not just the property, the fucking country. Go to Canada or go to Mexico or go to fucking Guatemala. I don't give a flying fuck. But if, like I said, if my flag offends you, hang on the wall. But I don't have anything else political. Nothing.
Right.
No Gadsden flag. No, you know, whatever. My political beliefs are my personal beliefs. And at my shop, I'm...
Your shop doesn't look like your fucking...
No, it doesn't. It doesn't look like my chill spot at home. You know, I'm there to do business, not... push my fucking beliefs on anybody or share them or debate them. I'm there to do a job and take your money.
Right. Give me your money now.
And a fine job.
He does a really good job.
But yeah. So anyways, I mean, you guys got testicular fortitude for doing that.
No, that's
and good
what
for
I'm
him.
Saying.
And
I
to be honest, he's got enough fucking money that if he got boycotted and shut down, he ain't fucking missing nothing. He's going to live the rest of his life better than the rest of our 10 lives.
To be honest with you, the only reason why I was like, yes, because the $10, I mean, or the $1.
Well, I'll tell you why, because he aligned with your political view.
He did, and he made me like, you know what, dude?
But
I was glad for him. I mean, I haven't been hiding in the fucking shadows. We've been saying how the fuck we feel.
It's cool, but it could be business suicide for him too.
Oh, and, exactly. Yeah.
You know what? Antifa's not buying his stickers.
I know
more.
That's where you're getting from. Right. Yeah. Antifa's not going to be fucking posting.
Right.
Shit.
The Democrat Party ain't buying no stickers from you.
I want to get some Antifa stickers.
Can I get some fuck Trump stickers?
Right. He'd be like, nah, probably not. And
no.
They might
honestly,
they might
he'd be like, fuck yeah. How many you want? We're just going to charge you the asshole tax.
Double. Right. Fucking double.
Just an asshole tax. Not quite double.
Fucking charge and a half, at least. Fucking
regular plus 35%, you know.
All right, John, are you still with us, John Sharp? Have you fucking passed out from alcohol overdose yet? Are you still good?
Well, if we were trying to keep up with him, we would be.
Fuck, dude, I can't do it.
Time for a shot and a joint. A shot and a joint every 10 minutes until someone passes out, then every 6 minutes.
You know what I said after he said that? I was like,
hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
That's right.
Something ain't right there now. Now, you know, one thing that we still haven't done, I think we did it, didn't we? We brought up the map at one of our recent ones.
Right. How the fuck we only got 4 viewers?
I don't know.
We're just
not
popular tonight.
No, it's, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is.
It's an algorithm.
It could be the algorithms.
It's the man trying to shut us down.
It's the man. I believe if we would have went on TikTok and shit, we would have been good. But
trying to hold me back.
So now we're going to be going on Instagram and on TikTok and on all the other good shit. We just got to figure out how to get on there. Because I clicked the buttons and it said accepted, but now it's like you got to fill out all this shit. Remember when we went to the live and it was like, oh, you got to put this in
there.
And
you can rehearse that for next time.
Yeah. We're not worried about that.
Figure out the system. Did you ever figure out the computer?
Still be trying to fuck around. Yes. Right now it's running great. Everything is running great. I upgraded the fucking laptop to Windows 11. Didn't want to do it.
Yep.
But I upgraded the whole fucking thing, and surprisingly enough, everything has ran smoothly.
Runned.
Everything has run DMC.
Say your inner trailer park coming out.
My mama said to run the big hole down there.
She just said run, Forrest, run.
To put it in the pool, and it's going to run all the water out of the ground.
You just run, Rick, run.
I didn't mean to do run it all the water out. I just wanted to get it right.
Oh.
Mama did say she loved me, though. I did a good job.
Right. So sad.
That's fucking horrible.
That's sad.
I like that button for some reason. We really don't need all these other buttons, all these fucking wheelchair.
Yes.
And all these other shits.
Yes,
you know
we
mean?
Do.
Why? You know why? Because.
Pure and simple old-fashioned communism.
That's why.
Right.
Fucking love these damn buttons.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of them in a while. I can't even remember all the ones that are on there.
I know, because we kept having to unplug everything because shit wasn't working right. Fucking horrible, man. I'm telling
Good
you.
Lord.
But, you know, we do got a couple different things today to go through. We're already at 44. We got 15 minutes until we got the break time that I did not prepare. This is the only thing I didn't fucking do is that.
I'm not into time, man.
Hey, did we show you guys this, by the way? If you're looking for some time on your phone, check out Candy Cane Wireless.
It's been a good sponsor.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Candy Cane Wireless, 1000 Lansing Ave, Jackson, Michigan, 49202, or give them a call, 517-784-7777.
That's a hard number to remember.
Or email them at www.
No, that's
or
not
look
email.
At,
check
that's
out
the
his
website.
CandyCaneWireless.com. CandyCaneWireless.com.
Just email their website.
Yeah, do that. Randy's a good guy. Give him a call. Shoot the shit with him. He'll talk to you about sports or crypto.
And point you in the right direction as far as phone purchases and plans.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, if you're paying $150, $60 a month.
He's looking out for the working man.
I tell you right now, I pay half of that. Mm-hmm. I pay less than half of that, and I get everything you do.
I'm scared to fuck around because my business number I've had for, 16 years.
Hold on now. You'd say business number, that's on your cell phone, right?
Yeah, cell business number.
How much do you pay a month?
About $140.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah.
What are you paying for?
What do you mean?
Unlimited
internet is the biggest thing.
Who's your carrier?
Verizon.
Ooh.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm scared fucking around with that number because the last time that I switched it, I lost a number I'd had for 10 years. And you get all these customers onto that number, so I'm
That's where you run into shit, because the first thing you got to do is if you're on Verizon, because I was on Verizon, I had to switch over to Boost. This is funny.
But it wasn't Verizon when I started. It was Nextel, and then it went to something else, and then it went to something else, right. And now it's
Verizon. Well, they have to, so in order to keep that number, they have to release it. So once they release it, they give you a paper, which you take that paper and you take it over to Randy, and Randy types that fucking shit in, and then you pay the money, and boom.
Well, I think I successfully have ownership of this number forever,
right?
No matter where I go. But it's just, you know, it's complicated. It's tech. It's bullshit. Everybody tells you what you want to hear.
Oh, yeah. We all know about that.
Which is the truth, but it's a lie. You know, whatever.
All right, y'all.
Oh, you changed cam.
Cheers.
Chugging cam.
Hmm. I just have cameras all over the place. I don't know where we're going to put them. How many cameras we need?
It's okay, Meepers.
It's okay, Meepers.
Drink the juice, Meepers.
Oh, ooh. I love that meme. Oh, with the little ducky.
Oh Meepers, no. You're drinking the juice.
Is that what it says? That's mm-hmm. fucking horrible. Only us crazy.
He's like waterboarding the fucking duck.
Oh, no.
They've used it in so many memes. And I fucking love everyone.
It is. It is.
This says when the Chinese soldier lands in the Florida Everglades and Florida man finds him. Okay, Meepers, oh, drink Meepers. The juice. Oh, Meepers, you're drinking
shit.
The juice.
This is waterboarding shit up.
Oh, hey, all I got to say is it's not waterboarding if you use diesel.
Good point. Would that be called gas guzzling?
Oh,
you like that one?
Fuel guzzling, technically.
Hey, I came in quick with that one. I'll take it. Either way, I can get it.
See, everybody that's not here missed all the one-liners.
By the way, if you haven't already, make sure to go to YouTube and show them who's boss. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe, and hit the bell to make sure you get notified.
Like, buy some merch.
Every single video that we do. You know, this is a good time for the wheelchair of the week. What do you think?
I think it is.
So this week's wheelchair of the week is brought to you by a good boy. You know what a good boy is?
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. This dog is literally pushing this Thai kid through a crowd.
That was a good guess.
Of people. And he's not.
Said,
having
who's a good boy? I said, yeah, he's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
And that was a dude random. I didn't know that video.
Here, let me show you one more time because this
I'm
is like.
Psychic.
This dog literally has got his hands on the wheelchair and he's just like, yeah, the kid's like hitting a little bit of it, but the dog's just keeping it going.
Yeah. That's
just
bitching,
keeping
dude.
A good little pace yeah. on. Like,
and
yep.
that Doberman will bite the fuck out of anybody
dude,
that
fuck,
messes
yeah,
with that kid.
Yeah, you fuck with that wheelchair.
Like
that, dude.
I'm telling you, he's they are protective.
Big ass dog too.
Anybody watch Magnum PI growing up? Yeah,
I remember the mustache.
No matter how much
my Aunt Eva loved the mustache. Rest in peace, Aunt Eva.
No matter how much Magnum PI thought those dogs were cool,
They always wanted to beat his ass.
All Higgins had to say was sick balls, Chopper.
Sick balls, Chopper.
Magnum was not taking that Ferrari if Higgins didn't want him to.
So Higgins was like his butler or something?
No, Higgins was the house owner. Magnum was the flopper.
Oh, so he flopped over there?
Yeah, he's the house flopper.
The Ferrari wasn't even his.
The borrowed the Ferrari all the time. No, it's Higgins.
What the fuck, man? This whole time I thought he was like
No, he was the beach bum.
What in the world?
Yep. The shitty private investigator that owns nothing and lives at the rich guy's place.
Right. Makes sense.
Yep.
You know what it's getting close to? It's getting close to heater time.
It's getting close to take a piss time.
Take a piss time. You're right. We got 10 minutes. We could take fucking...
Right now, 10 minutes.
Are you sure?
Countdown, 10.
Yep, right now. You got it. Not too much longer. We're going to have to fire this bad boy up.
Yep.
If you guys want, there's still plenty of room to get on there. This is going to be used for the entirety of these shows.
Are we rehashing?
We're rehashing only because of this. When it gets
fall's
time,
coming.
When it gets time, we're going to need sponsors for Philip.
Sure is
We've
cold.
We've already talked to a couple people. Yeah.
I didn't even need ice in my drink. It's so cold in the wheelhouse.
Hey, who was the one guy that said he wanted a sponsor?
I don't fucking know.
Remember? He was on here. I think his name was Michael something.
Sure we'll figure it out.
We only have, I think, two spots left.
So, Kamala?
For the rest of the year, yep.
Her new VP pick. We talked about the Olympics a little bit. We got
tons of videos.
We didn't talk about the geyser.
We did last stream.
Did we? The geyser that fucking exploded?
Yeah, we had a video of it.
Impending doom, yep. And the geologists are denying it, saying, no, this is normal. But eventually it's just going to blow up. It's a giant fucking cauldron. USA is going to have a big fucking hole in it.
It'll be crazy.
It'll be an awesome lake, though. It'll be bigger than the Great Lakes when it fills with water.
Where is that particular part of the world?
Southwest.
Southwest, so towards California?
God, what do you got?
You got Washington.
No.
That's Northwest.
No, don't go that far. So, Jesus, there's like five states that have the fucking, four states that have the park in it. Yellowstone, I think, is it four states? Three or four states?
That sounds about right.
So you got Colorado. You're going to ask me geography.
Ask Rowdy a colonial geography question. Let's trick him.
Let's get to the halfway point of the show and then ask a really important question.
That's almost good.
That's not that good. But anyways, all the shit we haven't covered, what else?
Well.
News events. You were talking about the... when I posted that video of that nasty fucking storm on Tuesday. You had made a comment on your Facebook about the solar fields. And
solar fields have a lot to do with the acceleration and the intensity
heat
of storms.
Reflectivity.
Everybody keeps thinking I'm fucking crazy, and I'm like, dude, I literally look out my window and I'll watch the fucking crazy lightning go off. Like,
it's a really weird phenomenon, and it's so new that we aren't going to realize this.
Well, it's new to us. It's not new to them.
I'm just saying, you're going to be called a conspiracy theorist until they actually go, holy fuck, these are really affecting it, and they are going up like crazy in Michigan.
Right.
And I can't imagine they're going up as fast in other states, but if they are, it's just going to be, we are playing God, and that is a bad thing. That is a really, really bad thing.
God don't like it when you try to do his job.
No, he don't like it when you fuck with things that shouldn't be fucked with. Probably why Nikola Tesla is dead.
Well, no, I think Nikola Tesla.
That was government.
Was definitely government. We could be having hydrogen cars by now. Could you imagine?
Yes, and we have. And we've had turbine cars.
I want to learn how to do those two tanks that come with the tubes, and then they go into your combustion chamber, and then they save you like fucking 146 miles a gallon. You know what I'm talking about?
And it's scary because it's so much more explosive than regular gas.
No. This is done with water.
Yeah, but hydrogen gas.
Oh, it's hydrogen. Yeah,
highly volatile.
Well, damn.
That'd be fine as fast as you produced it, that you sent it into the combustion chamber versus hydrogen in a container.
Because I keep seeing, like, these videos of these dudes with these old cars, mm-hmm. like, not even old, like a Ford Explorer with, like, two bottles in the
back. They're using salt water. They're exciting it with voltage, and they're able to process the gas off from it. Actually, not voltage, microwaves.
Right. What about this? What about the, you see the people that's got the, what do they call it, the fucking alternator that's connected to, like, a center thing with another thing on the other side? It's making, like, infinite amount.
Well, so it's called constant velocity.
There you go. That sounds about right.
It's supposedly a fictitious thing, but I've seen a lot of shit in the last 10 years that said that it is possible, but it's hard to measure how much horsepower or measurable power that you can get from it before you deplete it, where the drag on it, it's not constant velocity anymore. It drags it down.
Right.
So it can't be a constant velocity because it's not constant. It eventually drags down. But I have seen some neat devices they've come up with. And it is interesting. It's a theory. There's a lot of bullshit on the interwebs that says, you know, we did this. I'd like to see it in person.
Yeah, I know for a fact. There's a ton of...
It needs to be at the fairs.
Well, there's a ton of...
Or car, like, show.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
You know what I mean? Somebody that's invented this. And,
well, there's a ton of, like, unexplained technology that people...
I want to see it in the open. I want to see it at Autorama.
Nobody knows about it.
I want to see it at Autorama. I want to see it in the parking lot of the car.
Well, you're not
going to
see it because they don't want you to have the fucking shit to... You know what I mean?
Well, most of the inventors that have that shit, that's the reason they invented it, because they want to give it to the world.
Right. You can't fucking shoot all of them in the head, right?
Eventually, no.
Once the idea gets out, once the videos go out, and now
these guys
shit.
Invent something, they get in a car accident or hit by lightning.
Dude, every time. Fuck. Every time somebody comes out with something nice or progressive for the world.
One of the big companies buy the patent.
Right.
And they give them so much money, they just disappear.
That too. Fucking aim.
I gotta piss.
All right. Let's take our BRB.
Taking
our
break.
Right back. Give us 5 minutes, folks, and we'll be back with videos and fun times. I don't know what's going on, but there is no video for the Be Right Back. So, I don't know what we're going to do here. Maybe we will. Let me think about it. I still have 3 minutes, technically. Somebody's fucking blowing rowdy shit up right now.